Over time, you will be earning decent commissions as a real estate agent. If you want to earn more money in the industry, you have to learn how to use these commissions properly. There is no rule that prevents you from investing your earnings in other real estate products. Some of the best places to put your money in are non-performing notes. When you decide to invest in the real estate market, you don't really have to spend money buying, renovating, or flipping properties. You can generate income by investing in indirect channels, like through non-performing notes, for example. Think of it as if you were investing in the stock market, where you don't really hold ownership of tangible assets, but earn when they perform. If the concept of non-performing notes is new to you, an easy way to understand them is this. They are loans whose borrowers have fallen behind on their payments, sometimes with borrowers completely defaulting on said payments. They are losses or potential losses for banks, so instead of them losing out completely on the loan, they will sell it off to interested parties to regain even a decent portion of what they loaned out. Traditionally, these are the kinds of loans that are tied in with collaterals. Banks would foreclose on these collaterals and sell them off, but doing so calls for more work for banks, so they've started to forego these foreclosures and instead pass the burden to investors. But, as an incentive to those who buy these non-performing notes, they can actually enjoy heavily discounted prices on the properties attached to the notes, so really, it's a win for both. There are different ways to generate an income on these non-performing notes. The investor can choose to foreclose on the property and hold it as his personal asset, which can then be sold or rented out. Another path involves having the loan modified. In this case, the investor will be the one to continue payments on the loan, securing him the property attached to it once payments are complete. The ideal option is the one that offers the lower financial investment at the time when the note or notes have been purchased. For a long time, banks have been servicing these loans and doing their best to help borrowers pay mortgages through modifications. Some even allowed for short selling prior to foreclosure. But as more of these loans go unpaid, they have become too burdensome for banks, and so they much rather have other people worry about the loans. They'd much rather get back as much of the borrowed money as possible and have one less unpaid loan to worry about. With non-performing notes, what banks normally do is not sell them one by one, but in a pool. A certain number of these loans are collected, then investors can bid for the entire lot. Depending on the investor, they can then choose which path to take, be it loan modification or immediate foreclosure. For most investors, they choose the latter, especially if they have use for the property in question. There are other investors who purchase pools of non-performing notes and then sell these individually to other investors. If you are interested in considering investing in real estate by means of these non-performing notes, you should bear in mind that there are different types of loans that are associated with these notes. You will find some that are guaranteed, others carry title insurance, some come with third-party valuations from a broker, others are considered as second position notes, and so on. It would be best to do your research on these different stipulations before making any type of note purchase. If you need more assistance on the matter, do not hesitate to work with a professional who can steer you in the right direction. Making money on non-performing notes. You might be thinking that people are crazy to invest in something that banks have given up collecting on, but in reality, for as long as you know how to manipulate these non-performing notes, you can generate a substantial income on them as you have the advantage of high discounts on your side. If you are able to buy non-performing notes at an extremely low price, you can easily make a significant return on your initial investment. Once you have decided to spend on these non-performing notes, you then have to determine how to generate money from them. There are different options that you can consider depending on the status of the loan and the situation of the borrower. For investors that are not too familiar with the processes of loan modification, foreclosures, and such, there are professional service agencies that can lend a helping hand. Again, there are different ways by which investors can generate profits from their non-performing note investments, and here are some of them.